Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 43.
Zetus Lapidus Samurai is jank.
It sure is.
And I'm not playing Pokemon at all right now. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not either. I'm not. Where the fuck did I do with it? Oh, it's right here. I got
where the
confused
fuck did I do it?
And I was lost. So I don't really know what was going on.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. So should we start the one up or wait?
Yeah, we'll just get this one up started here. So I'll start as normal. My HLJ stuff got here, the Datus and the Mystic and the Gwunder and the Ground, and they all got here and they're awesome. Datus! And I love him very much. And let's see, then Sunday Pokemon came out and I was all boner face, and so I've been playing that for like 7 hours a day. That's healthy, right?
It is. It's actually unhealthy to be playing more.
I bought TCG Sins. Wow, that's wonderful. Tins. And they came with little tiny figures, and they're awesome. And I love them, too.
I know.
And then I bought an art folio at Target, and that has postcard-looking things in it. And those are fun, too. And then on Monday, my AmiAmi package came with Ranger Key Set 1, the CD, and Magi-Red, so they're cool. And then today, my Metal Set 3 got here.
Man!
And
he's still going.
Then I went out, and I got some Pokemon figures and a Battle Ops Bumblebee for $30, courtesy of Major, as Dawson wants to say. And people in my own fucking state still pronounce it like Major. Like,
just because of the way I read it.
I assume they probably weren't from, like, the area. Otherwise, they'd probably know how to pronounce it. But because my mom was in Frankenmuth eating. And she overheard people talking about measure. And it made me laugh.
The only reason I knew about it is because SPD Red 22 always posts from there.
Yeah, he lives somewhere within the area.
You need to launch an investigation.
Either, like, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, somewhere in that area, because it's only like the Midwest area that has Myers. So yeah, he lives somewhere. He buys all his shit. I think he probably lives in Michigan, and he probably is the one that like makes it impossible for me to find Transformers.
Who? Probably
SPD Red 22. And so basically I've just been playing Pokemon like hardcore nonstop.
We should launch an investigation like as a special RR report, like, we try to find the identity of SPD Red 22 and why he never talks to anyone.
Did you guys start without me?
Yes.
Yes. We just wanted to skip the whole, hello and welcome to Pokey. We're in the middle of the bus right now.
I haven't actually ordered anything online since then, so I don't have anything to say there, so.
The fucker started without me.
It was revenge for the chalk. Yeah.
So go ahead, Dawson.
Okay, so Kevin's crying.
He's
okay.
The expendable one.
No, I'm not. Anyway, so I also got the Pokemans, and I've been playing that not as much as I'd like to right now, but I'm gonna be playing more, and it's all cool, and I understand what they're saying to me, and I understand that they're not asking me if I'm hard gay every time they ask me a question. And then I got some boxes from, let's see, what did I get boxes from? Let's leave. Cardboard box, there we go. Okay, I got my Figma, Incisor, and Torque. And Torque, I mean, not Torque. Well, Torque is cool, but Incisor is so cool, like, you never think it, but he's, like, the coolest thing since cool. He's so shiny. And then I got Kiwami Tamashii Blade Jack form, and he's kind of a piece of shit. And then I got my Gokai Buckle, and it does
backle?
Things, and I got, yes, I got the Backle with my Mobilets. Sounds like a lighter version of the Mobirates. Anyway, I got my Gogai Green Key to say Jew Ranger.
I got my what was it, Geki Red or Deka Red? One of them, Deka Red to say Zoo Ranger. So fuck your mother.
That's so mean. But yeah, other than that, just playing Pokemon and doing reviews and stuff. So the same old, because our one-ups never really changed. Every year I was like, well, went on a skating adventure and ran from the cops. Like, so I was like, I bought more stuff, played more video games. I cried myself to sleep Monday because there was no Chuck, though. And then I come back to find out that the Old Spice guy has an Intersect. And no one says anything, even though those were all funny comments.
I'm sorry.
Right, go, Kevin. Brian was distracted touching his Pokemon. Alright, go ahead.
Let's see what I got my Pokemans. I'm so excited! I love them. My Oshawott just evolved, and my Lillipup just evolved, and they're so cute. And, what else happened? Oh, I got my Mandarake box with my Magiranger mecha. And seriously, everyone should own a Wolkaiser. If you love Magiranger, you need to own a Wolkaiser. It's like the best thing ever.
It really is, thinking about it. Like, it's so awesome that I haven't paid for it yet.
Oh, wow.
It is.
Rock and Roller just beat down that Herdier.
Some people also owe you for some Zoids. Winks or nudges or some kind of gesture.
Kicks, GSG, and crotch. Oh.
I'm not affiliated with this man whatsoever.
Had to get her attention.
My name's Brian Dagley. I work for Dagley Insurance.
Kicks and crotch.
Well, I had to get her attention. And then, right after, about an hour or so after getting my Mandarake box, my package from Stinky Cheese came. And
package?
My package from Stinky Cheese. I got my 5 Gokaiders, and they're all epic. And then I got my Deka and Magi Reds. And I'm pretty confident Deka Red's smaller than Magi Red. And who did I got my key set. My key set's so epic. And I got my Metal Set 3, which some of us here don't even have yet.
Go fuck yourself in a hole made of dirt and trash and stuff.
Well then, ooh, Duat's first battle. Use Razor Shell.
Vega Omega!
And then...
You're Inky.
What?
It's one of the words they used.
Inky?
It sounded really gay when I said it.
That's
what
Inky.
They said. They do, exactly. Xenon fact checked.
Oh god, Razor Shell just raped him. But she's using a super potion. And I got my metal holder, which some of us don't have. And it's so cool. Like, I love my metal holder. It's got all my medals in it, and it's epic.
Doesn't it feel heavy when you have the medals in it?
Dude,
you
can,
like,
put
it in a pillowcase and cheat people with it?
You
put it in a pillowcase, and then, like, you can put it. Doesn't it feel heavy when you put all the core medals in it?
Yeah, it's pretty damn heavy. Case.
You can put it in your pillowcase and then beat the shit out of people. Like, not people that are trying to rob you, just general people, like, people you don't like.
I got my second badge!
Yay!
Duat went up a level. Rock and Roller went up 2 levels for being that Herdier. It was epic. Anyway.
Did you hear that? He's using a Rock and Roller. He's a hypocrite.
And Panseer died. Yeah, Rock and Roller is probably going to get replaced soon. Not right away. I don't know. I'm about to replace Muna maybe with
Fungus and Moongus. Well, somebody just gave me Dig.
I just caught a Fungus.
God. Is he a Moongus?
Yes.
So yeah, I think that was all that was in that box. But I've got reviews up for things. I got a bunch of
21-minute Mobirates review.
God, I still have to watch that. Anything funny happen?
No.
Did you make any? Kevin usually distinguishes it by saying, "Oh, I made fun of you like 8 times in it. Go watch it." Okay.
No, literally nothing funny happened.
Oh, man, so you're just hello and welcome to my review of the Mobirates. First, we'll be doing this. There'll be no messing around in this video.
Just
quiet. Everyone's just quiet.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I did anything else. So I guess
Imagine
you guys
Dragon's on the way because they forced me to buy it at Stinky Cheese.
Oh my! I bought the full set of Gaia Memories capsules from the CS Toys, and PayPal, when I went to pay for it, said no. So I'm trying to get that straightened out so I can pay for them. And get those so I can have Shippu and Karafuda.
Shippu.
I think we're done though for the once ups.
So one ups, God, we changed that a million years ago. Finally found a male Darumaka, and I think I'm gonna hold out for a higher level. I'm not playing Pokemon, what are you talking about? I'm clipping my toenails.
I guess that's not even grosser. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, fuck you.
Okay, I'm gonna take a moment, because I'm not the happiest of moods right now.
So, why? Is everything okay, Shuki? Mm-hmm.
Not really. The household has become a mess, and...
He used all my tissues.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, that'll be okay. I got a dousing machine. We'll be
okay.
Are you
going to talk about your tragedy or what? I got stuff to do. Well, this is
so
probably more serious
sad.
Than someone's cousin died.
Way to be supportive, Dawson.
You guys are the worst friends ever. The man leaves me and you just don't care?
Not really.
Well, thanks you a lot, fuckface.
Sends hug.
Thank you.
Now I get to go out.
He's probably not going to pay child support for the little Matsudas. Think of the children, Kenji. Think of the children.
It's so quiet and dramatic.
You.
I found an Ultra Ball.
Asshole! I miss
His husband
it.
Just left him. Holy crap! That was really real. Now I'm scared.
Mine left a long time ago. I have to deal with it.
You didn't have the relationship I had.
But Kenji's not a midget and a gold digger.
He's a real man.
Giant titties.
I didn't know your real name was Jessica Damon, Kevin. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No one's supposed to know about this.
What?
Now I'm confused.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm confused and crying. This isn't a good combination.
Well, don't hurt yourself in your confusion.
Too late, this is black and white. You always hurt yourself. So anyone confused about what that was about, you clearly aren't a true fan.
Yeah.
And GTFO. But as you can see by the link attached into this podcast and on the show notes, my dear hubby... Kenji Matsuda has left me for this woman. I don't even comprehend
it's like
why
Oprah
you would
where you
do found that
out your
at
gay
all.
Husband was straight.
But he left me for this weird woman I've never seen in my life. She wasn't even in our group of friends. I don't understand at all this hen me lady. She can go hen me because I don't give a fuck. I'm done with you!
He's got his profile on Match.com.
Koji will comfort me.
He will serenade you.
He's already having an affair. So we need to have an Oprah special now.
Because he lets me know that nobody is perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Except Kenji.
He was perfect.
So go on to
the news story.
Dude, I'm trying to make an Oprah special joke for the fucking fourth time. Now the Oprah special joke is dead.
I missed the inside Justin Bieber.
Husband leaves them. Fuck you. You know what? It was funny. It was an Oprah special. And I was going to make something about when Brian said, Mo Pirates! But now it's all fucking gone. Because you two just can't stop.
This is a tragedy and you're telling me to stop? What kind of friend are you?
I'm the one who's trying to make an Oprah parody out of your situation.
Well, you know what Dawson always says? No ass is worth thinking that much about, I always say.
You know when you feel
you.
A woman's breast and it's like a bag of sand?
What?
clearly you're not a true 40-year-old virgin fan.
Just go on to the fucking news story.
This is the bullshit of all bullshits. Askata! Fucking, I knocked out Sandile again. This is retarded.
God, you suck.
This is the most random podcast ever. Except all the ones more random than this one.
Okay, so we got an update on Let's Go Kamen Rider. Yes, it says... Let's see. I don't know. First up, we have this trailer, and it says in the trailer, Oz and Denno go back in time to fix the distortion world, which led to Shocker taking over. The official theme song is called Let's Go Rider Kick 2011 by the Kamen Rider Girls.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now.
The original song...
Let me say this to start.
The original Let's Go Rider Kick was sung by Hiroshi Fujioka, the original Kamen Rider. We have updates regarding the cast and the versions of the characters that are going to be in the movie, because you know how DK had those alternate versions. So Isao Sasaki is going to be the man in a white robe he has unknown origins and he's a Shocker scientist. He holds the key to the plot of the movie. Now, as far as writers go, on Toei's site, Denno is listed as Ryotaro Nogami, and Kuga is listed as Godai Yusuke. So we don't know if this means that the actors are coming back, but I don't know. So it's supposedly going to be Godai and Nogami. And also, it says that... Well, this says they never revealed who's behind the birth mask, but...
Well, at that point, they didn't.
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask.
It's go-to, so spoilers.
It's go-to.
For the villains, we have a picture somewhere. I think it's further down. I think it's in the next one. There's a picture showing DK fighting Shadow Moon. There's a picture somewhere. And that Shadow Moon's the original Shadow Moon, not the DK Shadow Moon.
What's all the hubbub about Shadow Moon?
I don't know. It's just fucking Shadow Moon. God. It's not
Kendrick. Who cares?
Apollo Geist and King Dark are the originals as well, even though all three will be using the updated Decade suits. The Ten-Faced Demon, the Amazon villain, he's going to be the one from Decade, but Amazon is the original Amazon, so yay for confusion. Now for more info about the Shocker Greed. Ankh dropped the cell metal, Shocker scientists started working on it, and made their own core metal, the Shocker metal. The Shocker metal absorbs the cell metal Ankh dropped, and thus the Shocker Greed was created and overpowered Ichigo and Nigo.
The Powerpuff Girls were born.
Besides using Tato Ba and Tamashi, Oz will be using La Tora Ta and Ta Jadol. It's La Tora Ta and Ta Jadol. It's like a banana. And
you mean long yellow thingies?
Like that are in Shuki's butt. And then we have this timeline of events. I'm not reading all that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to.
It says right here, I'm not reading all this, you fuck.
It starts with April of 71 when Kamen Rider started, and goes all the way through April when the O's, Denno,
all
writers.
I actually wanted to hear all that dictated to me.
Yeah, well, learn to read, bitch. Damn so... God. And it goes through when each of the series started in the movies and all that bullshit. So, there's that. So enjoy. Have fun with that. Rumors sound cool. I'd really, really love it if we actually did get Yusuke and Ta Nogami back. That'd be great. Because, I mean, if Godai Yusuke is a much better Kuga than Onodera.
Godai Yusuke is my Kuga.
And Tadari Shoutaro is my Joker. So if you ladies want to comment on that, that'd be great.
Well, I agree with you, basically. Like, as many people as they can get back, the better.
Yeah.
Real people, like Brooke Edger's doing.
Yeah. Like, I'm just glad that, everyone's who they're supposed to be. They're not the AU stuff.
For the moment.
For now. But yeah, seeing Godai's name in there is awesome because he's so much better than Onodera.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up to episode, 9 now on Kuga. I started watching it, and I'm up to 9, and he's so awesome.
He is awesome. Like, Probably one of the best writers ever.
Kuga's such a cool show.
The Shock still ball. Looks weird. I'm glad Taja Door's in here because that's awesome. And that's all I really got to say. I mean, I'm super excited, and I'll say that again when we talk about the next.
Yeah. There's really, like, not a lot to say. Like, we all, kind of all said our opinions already. They're just, like, little tidbits of news that just keep coming out. Other than the real people maybe being in it.
That's yeah. Weird. Don't touch my chest.
I won't. So, on to the next one?
On to the next one.
Yay.
Let's get into the action.
So, now this is Let's Go Kamen Rider second promo. O's rumors and more rumors. Yay, rumors.
Yay.
So, our first batch of rumors is about the movie. O's Puto Tira combo will first appear in the Let's Go Kamen Rider movie. I don't know how that's going to work, but whatever. Rumor has it that New Deno will have a new form called New Generation Form. The last time he had a new form was on Chōdeno Onigashima Warship with Vega Form. Whatever, I guess.
Don't speak that way to me.
I'll do what I want. Shotaro and Philip shows up
it's
when
not
the bad
Shocker
Greed,
I want.
Plus. There we go. Plus a bunch of other monsters are fighting against Climax Form, New Deno, O's Taja Door. The two's entrance is when the wind blows and a hat falls down on the ground. Shotaro picks it up. Philip is standing there and they transform. So basically, throughout this entire fight, unless they go extreme, Philip's just going to be lying there. Poor guy. After that, time is starting to correct itself. A bunch of bike noises can be heard in the background and pretty much all the riders appear. From the secondary riders, Axel and Birth are the only two riders shown to be transforming. Goto is the one transforming into Birth. So, yay, matching O's rumors. Speaking of O's rumors, here are some TV show rumors. Ankh thinks he'll be able to get his full body back through the Parrot Yummy. After letting the Parrot Yummy go, the real Ankh shows up. So the left hand, maybe. I don't know what's up with this Ankh shit. I'm just confused. Right arm Ankh thought it would be dangerous
be
to go with all of his core metals, which is why he told Eiji to use Taja Door. Meanwhile, left arm Ankh is conspiring with two others, Giru and full body Ankh. Okay. Giru has 8 dinosaur medals and 4 bird medals when he first appears. So he's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
or like to call him Calzone.
Or like left arm Ankh and then right arm Ankh and then body Ankh. So he is like
it's gonna be Exodia. I summon Ankh, the forbidden one.
And
summoned by Yugi's grandpa.
For the summer
pretty much
summer movie rumors. There will be man-made artificial metals, which may or may not be the Korokawani metals. The reptile Greed's Yummy, and I guess it wouldn't be that then. The reptile Greed's Yummy and O's Korokawani combo will appear. According to our source, they didn't say if the Greed itself would appear. As always, take these rumors with a grain of sodium.
Penis.
That too. And
I haven't checked them in a while. Let me see if they updated.
Penis. That is all for this set. I kind of hope this new generation form doesn't exist because, one, that's a new figure art. And, two, I don't really like Vega form because, like, New Deno doesn't really have the form-changing gimmick. He has the weapon gimmick. So
yeah.
I don't really want him to get a new form because it doesn't really make too much sense. But
you never know it then.
But it could be a way for them to get out that Momotaken sword.
Yeah.
That's probably why they did it. They're like, I'm going to get this out. New form. Brilliant. I did the Bokinja. Shut up.
Susumu no Bokinja.
No.
Shut up, you ass.
Throws pie. Ass hat. You're literally wearing an ass hat. Look at that fucking thing. You just want to get a samurai sword and chop it off.
I'm glad that Shotaro and Philip are in the movie, like, for reals. Because they deserve to be in every movie ever.
Well, we knew they were in the cast list before, though.
I know, I'm just saying
they're
going to
be in Dark of the Moon, actually.
I'm not allowed to show excitement.
I'm saying you can go die in a hole.
No, you.
Listen, trying to say something else other than we all agree with each other.
I told her to go die in a hole. You can go die in a hole, too.
And I don't want Goto to be birthed because he hasn't shown anything to make him feel like he deserves to be birthed. And he's just a side character that sucks penis, so...
I need to sound like a dirty whore.
It should be Date all the time. Even when Date dies, it should still be birth. He'll be zombie Date. It'll be awesome.
Oh, that's how she talks, too.
Apparently, everyone that annoys me gains a lisp, even if they don't have one.
Everyone who annoys me is a version of KRX 50.
With the Ankh stuff, like, I seriously just don't know what's going on. I can't wait till Sunday just to see episode 25 or whatever it is. 26, rather?
It kind of confuses me.
But I just like I want to know what's going on.
Whatever number we're on, we don't even know.
They were like, oh, we like Ankh being a friend too much. Let's make an evil Ankh and make this Ankh good. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something this reminds me of, and I can't.
Poor Kawani, I don't even know what's going on with that, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know.
I need orange metals to fill that metal case that I own.
That's actually... Wait, no. I was going to make a joke, and then I died because I realized it was a reverse.
Not reacting.
Fine. Not reacting? Would we say something to like bait you
or
something?
He said the metal case that I own.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The only reason that I kind of don't want Goto to be birthed is just because I like Date so much now.
I know.
Date is awesome.
I don't want him to die. I know. He's like the new Hibiki. He's awesome when he grows up because he's a doctor and he's awesome. And we wash our clothes on his abs. I think Brian's lusting after him, and that's why Keiji left him.
That's not all I wash on his abs. I wash my penis there.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming. Oh, fuck. I didn't mean to say that.
Yes, it was.
You're so dirty. I just had this mental picture.
Then
Brock back and forth in squeaky chair.
So
oh,
good.
God. Stop. Ding. Well, somebody just grew a level. And then I licked it off. Well, thank God for that, because we don't want to do a spin and sit or whatever the fuck you're talking about.
Sit and spin?
Yeah, whatever.
With Ninja, she can sit and spin.
I'm not into weird fetishes.
Brian is. That's why he's got Kenji.
I don't anymore.
Oh, wait.
Fuck you.
Oh, thank you.
I like how whenever we imitate Gaja, it's just...
That's exactly how he talks. What did you just say? I will smack you. Get the fuck out of here. Where's Flurious?
Oh, God. Flurious is dead in a hole somewhere.
Poor Flurious. He just, like, showed up twice in Overdrive, and then he's at the end like, oh, I just waited for everyone else to die. Okay, now is an appropriate mode of silence. Should we talk about Sentai now?
Yeah!
Sentai? What?
Or Brian would be like, fuck Sentai, it's dead! Or something. Okay.
Oh, yes, give it to me, Yes.
The first thing in this article... Damn it, if I haven't paused it last longer, Brian. You couldn't hold off your laughter. In this article, is talking about Aqua Rangers actor Nao... God damn it. I always mess it up when I have to say it live. This guy that's listed here is listed in the O's Rider film. Like, I said it perfectly when I was rehearsing. Anyway.
Naoya Makoto?
Thank you. Had to add the accent there just to be a total dick. Okay. It's because one of those monsters was said to be in the Super Sentai world. Did you say Madagata? So that's not really important. And there's a video here that just shows absolutely nothing except the teams and stuff and logos. Okay, so then we got a synopsis. Fuck, a synopsis of the film from this little pamphlet is pretty much, except for a few things, the synopsis of the beginning of the show talks about the 33 Super Sentai and Gosager, these other just guys called the Gosager just where they happen to be there, give up their powers against the Jangok in the Legendary War. Several years later, the Gokaijus appear. We know all this to find the biggest treasure in the universe, Kenji's penis. Fighting against the Jangok once again. We know all this stuff, that they can transform with the Ranger keys, but the Gosagers, who lost their powers, appear and steal the keys and are able to transform again. This is horrible, because now the Gosagers have lost their morals, and I don't like them anymore. I think they should just always be nice to everyone ever. Okay. And so anyway, stupid lazy coconut. Okay, meanwhile, Zangak was facing a mysterious dark force, the true identity of the mysterious force is Black Cross Army's leader, Black Cross King, who's returned from hell. Well, actually, that was the Abyss of Evil that Lothar opened, but whatever. For whatever reasons, they team up And I have an evil allied flagship called the Gigant Horse. Horse! Starts the Gokai Galleon and also revives previous villains one by one, driving the Gokaijers and the Ghostagers insane. No, I mean, into a corner. The enemies are endless! What are they going to do? It's going to be out May 1st. So, I don't know. The first half of this story is pretty much the Gokaiger summary that we got at the beginning. But other than
it's
that,
throw!
It's throw? What?
I almost said sock, and then I realized, wait, it's throw.
So I thought you were going to do, like, saw goes up for a second. I thought, it's saw! Gorilla! So, anyway. I don't know. This doesn't really give us a whole lot of information, except for that, like, Black Cross King stuff, and the Ghost Sagers apparently decide to grow a pair and steal something. But after seeing Gokaiger, I'm now actually excited for this movie, so... Let's hope they pull it off right. I think if Kamen Rider people were handling this, then we'd find out that they were all created by Shocker, and then they went all emo, and then after they turned them away, they turned good again. That's how it happened. Ladies and gentlemen,
they said, we don't want you on the team anymore. They were like, well, I'll be good now.
I guess I'll go back to the Photoshop. At least they had bread. I don't know. Okay, anyone's thoughts? Other than, like, bread?
Like, it's weird for a Ghost Sager to do this out of anyone that would possibly steal keys. But, I mean, it makes sense because they want Ghost Sager being in it because this is basically Gokai versus Ghost Sager just with everyone else.
With everyone else? Gokai versus Ghost Sager and everyone else ever.
No, he popped out of the ball. I'm sorry.
In your home. Sorry.
I don't know where I was going with this. But, like, I'm excited. Like, Black Cross King is a really weird, random group of enemies to bring back. But apparently they're reviving a bunch of other people, too.
The Black Cross Army was the villains of Go Ranger.
Oh, I guess it's not random anymore.
You know what? We didn't all download all this free Jeep stuff in our Sentai Intersect.
You know what? Just because your mom's an Intersect and I'm not doesn't mean anything.
Kevin's, like, ridiculous. He can remember everything ever.
I'm sorry. It's not my fault.
All I can remember is that weird macaroni hot dog cabbage bowl that Brian ate, like, 4 months back. I'm still haunted by that thing.
Yes, I caught it!
Yay. I closed my game like a professional.
So anyway, like, I'm excited just to see, like, all the suits at once. It's kind of like the Legend of War, except not the Legend of War, I guess. But I don't know. We'll see. Seeing the Ghost Sagers again is going to be pissed, but...
I want to see Gosei Knight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to have to steal a key and where that key's going to be, because his key goes with the silver guy.
I'm curious on how that even works, because he's not a person.
Poor Gosei Knight. Well, he went to go hibernating, and I'm like, no, don't go hibernate. Let the Ghost Sagers go and hibernate, and you stay out and just chill.
Like, he used up... What happened when he used up his power? Like...
He passed out on the
did
couch.
Did he just, like, turn into the little Groundian head that Virgira had, and they're just carrying around with him because he can't do anything else?
Aww. I don't know. If we're going to defy the logic of all the Sentai teams being able to team up, I think we can defy this logic. I think one time they should be like, Ghost Knight, how are you here? And then he's just like, shut up. Or just walks by them.
Like, how in Black and White, and they're like, who's this someone?
This is the perfect time for John Chui for Ghost Knight!
Fuck yeah!
There we go.
And everyone else for everything else that we said. I lost track.
Jerry Trainer for Ghost Knight Red! And Big Girls for Gokai Silver! And Antoine Dodson for Gokai Blue. And Jedi Mon needs Twitter. Oh, wait. That's KO's campaign.
I know it is. I told him to go fuck his mother.
He got a shout out, though.
You really should, though. It's fun.
Fuck his mother? No.
I meant Twitter.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
I know it is kind of addicting. I mean, Taj is dressed like a sailor. What's going on?
Anyway, that's all from me. And everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else here? Oh, wait, it's always only the three of us because we never talk to anyone else because we don't like anyone else.
So I think it's
we let Matt in occasionally if he ever showed up.
Time for summaries, I think.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm not ready. I gotta.
Oh, so professional. Someone just turn the mobiles on.
Super Hero Pie! Go Kaija! Asmaru! Melida! Oh!
Thank you. Forgot I had to leave mine on to do sound effects. Alright,
Girl, I gotta go Kai change. I'll call you back.
So, we start off on episode 4, right? And there's a crowd of people outside surrounding Gokaio. And these losers are in there like, all right, let's give this a try. Let's all take our Jacka keys and just stick it into the slot and get a dragon. Because apparently everyone has a dragon. So we're going to call it the Jacka Blitzkrieg Dragon. Ching. And all the ports open and nothing happens. And they get all sad-faced. So they're like, okay, that's fine. We'll just do something else. Battle Fever J. It'll be the Battle Dragon. And that didn't work either. And now the crowd's like, you guys suck, we're leaving. Bye. And the crowd leaves, and they're all sad face. They're like, I can't believe none of them worked. I guess they sat there and tried all 33 other sets besides Magi. They're like, damn it, all he has Magi Dragon. Guess we gotta find out 33 more things. We gotta do this the hard way. We can't cheat.
I like cheating.
Yeah, so Mavada sends Ahim the family and Joe Gibkin, our resident transvestite, to go do grocery shopping. So he sends the girls to go do grocery shopping. And then we start with the theme song. Well, let's go, Kaija.
Go, let's go.
Did I say you could speak?
We need to summarize the song.
Did I let you out of your cage?
Yes.
I don't think I did. Now get your ass back in that cage.
See, this is why I don't go to the South.
So we got this swordsman bad guy, and he cuts up an apple because he's... That's what happens when you're a badass swordsman, you cut up apples.
That's what true badasses do.
They cut up fruits.
That's what I do whenever I show off.
And so he's going to go fight the Gokaijers, and I don't know, he does things, and he runs into Blue and Pink, and Blue and Pink
passed by the Scratch logo.
I was about to say it!
Nope, I said it first.
So they pass by... a Scratch logo, and they run into him, and because apparently he just sliced some buildings.
That was it?
It was a Scratch logo. So they're all... So they start fighting, and the other three are in there, and they're all fighting together like big kids. And... Blue starts fighting the monster guy while everyone else is fighting everyone else, and he gets his ass raped because dude throws like a billion swords at him at one time, and he's like, whoa, I win, and leaves. And he's like, you guys suck. I'm not doing 5-on-1. That's unfair. And he's like, what? You just sent like 50,000 of those bastard robot guys at us. And he's like, no one sees the wizard and leaves. So, they go back to the little ship and they're eating dinner, but what's his name? Joe's not there. He's doing special training in the forest with two swords now to try and be a cool guy. And
one of the swords is a Gokai saber, and the other one's apparently the world's largest prison shank. Like a giant blade wrapped in tape.
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
And it's like a fake blade. And so Ahim the family comes in and he's like, no, I gotta do this myself. You're not gonna fight with me. I'm a big boy. And she's like, no you. And he's like, if I can't win with one sword, I'll use two. And that doesn't work well. And he kind of cuts off because he doesn't want to keep talking. And we don't want to keep hearing his voice. And meanwhile, the bad guys are all angry face and... they're like, you need to kill that blue guy next time. He's like, okay, I can do that. And the robot guy's like, you need to watch out. He was trained with two swords. And Then I don't know.
So he talks.
He gets all scared face. And Aim to Family tries to get the others to fight alongside Blue. And they're like, no, we're not doing it. He's a big boy. He can do this. And she gets all sad and goes up in the
closet. On the way.
What?
Never mind. Just keep going.
And she gets all sad, goes up in the crow's nest, and now she's talking to a MILF who's like, Joe's like that. Just he'll tell you what's wrong with him when he wants to tell you because he don't want to tell nobody. He's a little bitch. He is bitch.
Poor and, Joe.
Yeah, he is bitch. And let's see. So he's training some more because that's all he does is special training. But he doesn't have to use like ice cream and yogurt and shit when he's doing special training. And
or bagra.
Shit.
There we go.
And so let's see.
Then Pokemon music plays. He's doing special training in the forest. You just see him sitting down there training his Pokemon. Come on, Lillipup, use takedown. I mean, takeout.
So he's going to go fight, and Pink shows up, and she pulls her sword out of I don't know where.
It just kind of appears out of her boob.
She got it out of her diaper. Damn it, we've been over this.
I really think she pulled it out of her crotch. I really do. Because that's kind of what it looks like. And so she gives it to him and is like, here, take this. We're friends, so you fight with my sword. And he's like, whatevs, bitch. You is bitch. And so he goes off to fight, and he's going to fight the dude. And he starts doing pretty good against that whole multi-sword thing with his two swords. And the guy's like, well, I is bitch. So he summons those blue guys, and the blue guys hold him down, so he gets ass-pwned. And Pink runs in and transforms, and the other ones run in and transform. And they summon they got the robot dudes out there, and they're like, we'll take these guys, lols. You take him. He's like, okay, got this. So they're fighting. They destroy all the little minor robot guys. And all that stuff is those three blue ones. So they're
mine
all
is like, not minus.
So yeah. So they pull out some keys and they're like, "Key Linda." Yeah. So we have Geki Red, Yellow, Violet, and Chopper. And seriously, Green made Geki Violet seem gay and just god awful and like a retard.
And he was kind of like, meow. He was acting like Kevin in his vlog with Jetting Smokey.
So they do cool fighting things, and then they're like, and they pull out their Decaranger gun things and blow their faces off. And they go see Blue, and he's winning, but then the dude pulls out his tentacles that chick bad guy upgraded him with because he was all scared of fighting Blue with the two swords technique. So Blue's getting pwned. So the other three are like, here, take our swords too. Now he's got five swords. He just starts doing some like cyclone spinny thing in the air with the swords and like destroys all the tentacles. And so then he's like going to finish it off. He does like this badass thing where he pushes down on his little thing. You see a Ghost Say Blue key, and then like that one and four others fly into the air, and it's Shinken Blue, Magi Blue, Hurricane Blue, and Ginga Blue. And they flip into keys in the air. They all land in the little slots, and he's just like, and then just like, final wave! And he slashes, and like,
still eerily accurate.
Each of the five of them, starting with Ghost Say Blue and going backwards to Ginga Blue, shoots out and attacks him. And then he slashes him and kills him. And one thing I noticed was that all five of those, because we were trying to figure out why those five, all five of those I noticed all have the power of water.
Really?
I didn't think about this until this just moment.
Ghost Say Blue is a Seek. Shinken Blue is got water power. Hurricane Blue and Magi Blue, and then Ginga Blue.
That's strange.
They're all water based people. Most of them have swords. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that was what they were going for.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was like the most epic final wave ever.
And also, because if you notice, when he does the first slash of the final wave, it, water shoots out.
Aha.
So then the thing makes the three blue guys big and the monster big, and they turn into like a hoverboard for him. So Marvelous
and
is
I
like,
got big.
Marvelous is like, oh, god damn it. And he summons the Gokai Galleon. And they Zords come out, the Mecha come out. I said Zords. The Mecha come out and they combine with the Gokaio. And then they summon Magi Dragon because they can do that kind of thing. And they're using Flamethrower and they're swerving around the swords that are flying at them and dodging and being all cool. And they blow up two of the blue guys. And then the third one jumps in front of the monster and they use their Gokai Starburst where all that cannon comes out. And then they're like, whoa, let's finish this guy off. So the blue one's blown up. They're like, what is it? Gokai Magi Bind or some shit. Whatever, the Magi Dragon shoots out and does the three rings around him and he blows up. And so now he's dead and we're back on the ship.
He's dead. Fuck you.
Sorry. Pretty much. He's dead and they... Blue brings them a thank you cake. And then...
Blue's so nice and he's good at baking.
Yeah, and Pink scoops some icing off his nose and licks it off her finger. And it was like, thank you.
He turns on a lot of people.
Yes. And,
what do you think, James Shippers?
And then it ended.
Yes, I caught Darumaka! Fuck yes! Sorry.
It was a pretty cool episode. Like I said, at first, the beginning part was fucking hilarious. And, what else was there in that episode? The whole thing was pretty good. I enjoyed it. That blue final wave thing was awesome. The Gekki Rangers part was cool, except for Green. And
poor Green.
You guys continue to speak if you'd like now. That'd be great.
Who wants to go first?
I will. So yeah, I thought it was fucking awesome, because mostly for that final wave, like the transformations were really good, too. Like, Gekki was awesome, even though Gokai Green totally gayed up
Go Fukami.
Gekki Violet. But I'll forgive him this once as long as he doesn't do it ever again.
good luck with that.
Yeah, I know, right? Like the plot was okay. It wasn't like anything spectacular. I think the Magi Ranger episode was overall more enjoyable than this one. But yeah. It certainly wasn't really bad by any means. I didn't have any problems with it besides the fact that I had to look at Joe's face half the time. But
and his name's Joe. It's kind of like when I found out in the early rumors, like, in the second half's going to be named Philip. Like, really? Philip? No, you're lying. Stop it.
Like, I don't lie. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it, too. Like, it wasn't as epic as some of the other episodes just because there wasn't as many, like, transformations and stuff. But what I loved about it is that it just really did a good job of, like, showing that the Gokaiders can carry the show on their own without the transformations.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, 85% of the episode without transformations or referencing to the fact that they can do that.
And without guest stars, because there was no guest stars in this episode.
Well, because we kind of established last time that we think the formula is going to be, like, filler setup episode and then guest star episode. And it was just like, if this is their idea of filler, it's way better than Ghost Sager's idea of filler. Or Bokanji's. Exactly. So, like, it was a good episode. It was, like, a good, like, Joe character development episode. I kind of want to learn more about his past and why he wears so many zippers. But I guess we'll just have to wait. But, yeah, it was a really good episode, and the final wave was epic. And my favorite part of the whole episode was seeing the Scratch logo. I was like, yay! I don't know. I just love Gekki so much. Gekki, heart.
I heart
can't
my
wait
pants.
For next week. We get to be like Jasmine while I spa this, and then Bon will be all like, ah! And then Doggy will be all like,
Bon! Ah!
You know, it's like, I'm right here. Why are you screaming at me?
And then we'll have Doogie.
Doogie.
Like, not Hauser.
I wonder if we're I don't think. I mean, I don't see possibly ever getting like a 5 final wave with like the guns or anything. But
I was thinking about that today.
I want to see more of those. Like, it was just cool to see like all of the the blue rangers just like pop out and.
I'm sure red could do a fire based one because everyone red usually has fire.
Yeah.
I think that was also the idea. Besides just being 5 blues, was that those 5 waters?
It was a literal final wave. Lol.
Anyway, now that the faggotry's done,
yeah,
sounds like some kind of kingdom in Gayland. That's where the Tabunets live.
Oh, I caught that in the gay WhatsApp last night. Twice. Gay. I caught a gay on each version.
And then Brian prayed the gay away, and it ended up on the wireless network. Or whatever it's called, Dreamland. What's it called, Dream Theater? What the fuck is it called?
It's called
your datus.
It's called your mama's hot ass.
I'm hearing the datus.
Don't touch my chest.
Too late. So yeah, thumbs up from moi.
Yay, good for you.
Can't wait till next week's Christmas. We actually love Sentai now. This is so shocking.
I know, I'm happy.
I mean, I always loved
before
Sentai.
We were so down.
I'm glad that the current show is one that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't take 45 episodes to get better.
I know, it's just epic from day one, and you just get all boner face, and then the next episode comes on, and you're even more boner face, and now it's in your mouth.
Oh, God.
Is that out loud?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. So, guess that's only me, then. Okay. Well, moving along. We're going to count some medals. We're on 20.
Some medals! Bokensha!
Count the medals, Bokensha!
Oh, God. Just had an ulcer. I don't know. I was going to say something else, an ulcer came out. Sometimes that happens.
That's why understandable.
I feel alone.
I'm pretty. Very, very pretty.
Goose Raba!
So we're on episode 25 of O's. Last episode, he got Shota!
Shota!
Dawson's still unsure what that is because he doesn't have Metal Set 3 yet.
You know what? Brian's like, please don't say it, and it's all fun and games, but it's at my expense. See how it is.
Well, you know what? You know what? You should have been able to get the 21 of them that, like, goat cheese
put
up.
My phone froze. I can't help it. My phone froze. Jesus. Those shit went fast. That's why I have a designated task force to do this for me now if I happen to miss it.
This is why you need to have a dedicated computer just for when things go up.
The other two computers I have would take way too long to boot up. It's faster just to click on my phone, except when I mess up and it froze.
Well, you need a
computer.
You know
what? There's going to be plenty of chances to get...
You need a turkey baster computer.
Oh, God. Just go.
All right, so we're at the restaurant. Ankh's eating more ice candy thing, frozen shit. Edgy's like, maybe you should eat more than that. That could probably be why his body's not getting better. And you should probably tell me why you can't revive like the other greeds. And he's like, no one sees the wizard. Get more core medals. You is bitch. And Hina-chan comes in and is like, Ankh sucks balls. And
poor Ankh.
Then the restaurant chick comes in and is like, we're having a group, a bunch of boxer people come in. So we're
thinking.
Hey,
look, it's the old guy that loves Selena Gomez.
Oh, he's creepy.
I know.
She's like, we got this group and the boxer's retiring, so we're going to theme it all Spanish, like, so that it'll take his mind off of being sucky. And we cut over to this boxing gym where they're waiting for this announcement from this boxer that he's retiring. And we see him. He's playing with a stray cat. And apparently, like, his hand's all messed up. He can't punch anymore, some crap. And then we see what appears to be an Ankh arm, but if you look closely, it's a left Ankh arm, as opposed to our Ankh, which is a right Ankh arm.
Our Ankh.
And I think Ankh senses something because he drops his ice candy, and goes all batshit crazy. And I believe he exits through the Morgan door at this point. And then it goes all, you cut the metals, 1, 2, and 3, life goes all, anything goes, coming up O's. Yeah, you can suck my dick.
Oh, look, it's a Dwebble. Too bad you're useless.
Not Cylon's Dwebble, it kills things.
Apparently.
Like it beat that girl's Duat. So anyway, the Basha people are at the restaurant and they're talking about shit. I don't even know. It's kind of gay. And he falls and knocks something over and he leaves. He's all upset and he's going to hang out with this other dude and Gotu thinks the guy's like messed up in the head from getting hit so many times. And they're trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He's all sad face. And he runs into this other boxer who's all upset because he was supposed to fight him for the title or whatever. And he is retiring instead of fighting him. And he's all mad. He's like, no, you fight me. He's like, I can't really punch. It's kind of, he's like, I'm retiring. It's about that time. You'll be fine without me. You can fight. It'll be fine. And then, like, we see that Ankh arm again with a cell metal, and it drops red feathers everywhere. And it pops a cell metal into him, and a yummy pops out. And Gotu gets a phone call from Date, and is like, yummy, let's go. And he tells Eiji, who goes to find Ankh and can't find him, and his confused face. And the yummy, like, does this thing to that other, the younger boxer's arm, and it turns all, like, kind of wrapped up and stuff, and feathers come from it, and he sticks the feathers into the hurt boxer's arm, and our heroes show up, and they go to transform, and let's see, where is it? You see Ankh, he's like up on some, I don't know, building or something, and let me get my medals and my driver. So he tosses Edgy some medals. They work without taking him out the case. It's fantastic. Birth transforms. Yay. And then the yummy turns into the parrot yummy, and they're all like, this is a bird. I really don't think Date understands where Edgy's going with this at first. Because he seems kind of confused. Like, are you scared of birds? I don't understand. What's happening here? And like, Gotu gets it.
Gotu gets it. Used by a bird in your childhood?
Yeah. And Edgy's trying to fight while asking Ankh if this came from him. And then Date summons his Bresto Cannon. And then he charges up his cell burst. That's good. He fires and it ends up straight in the air because the bird runs away and takes the guy with him. And Gotu sends a Taka Kandroid after him, but he loses him. And Ankh won't come, you know, be very specific about where this yummy came from or if he knows anything about it. And Gotu's all angry face and AG's defending him. And we see Dr. Maki looking at that picture of the restaurant chick, and Date comes in. He's like, would you just put it away? Let me see. And he shoves it in his mouth. Hide it.
I know. I was like, Dante, I'll just wait till the thoughts. I'll just shut up now.
All right, good. And then we see Edgy's getting ready for bed, and he starts emptying his pockets and everywhere else of Kandroids. Apparently he just hides these things on him. Like,
fuck, that's gonna shock me.
You left it all on?
I think I just half died.
I'm not gonna show that because it'll take too long, and then I rambled on.
And
oh god.
AG's talking to Ankh, and he's like, I don't think you'd do that, whatever. And he goes to bed, and Ankh's staring at his taco metal, going, I wish I had more of these.
Wish I didn't miss those damn metal sets. My iPad froze.
And the yummy starts attacking more people and petrifying their arms. And the gorilla can droid like flips its shit out. And Date, who's just gotten a metal refresh, metal refill from Dr. Maki, is like, go to, let's get out of here, let's do this. And they go, and they're too late. And let's see. And the bird yummy just keeps sticking more parrots into the parrots and more feathers.
He just sticks full parrots into him.
He's like, all right.
He's like, parrot. No, I don't. He's like, no, I don't want to ruin my career, ruin other people's careers at the expense, you know, to get my own back or whatever. And then Gotu comes to get AG. He's like, wake up, ass clown. There's been more yummy people getting attacked by yummies. And he's like, where's Ankh? Oh, thought he was with you. Dang it. So Gotu's found the yummy, and so is Date. And he transforms into Birth. And Gotu's got the gun, and then Date summons the crane arm.
Oh, fuck.
So they're fighting. Meanwhile, AG goes and sees Ankh and is trying to get information out of him. He's like, talk later. Those guys are fighting. Here, take these medals. He's like, these are yours. I don't understand. So these guys are having a hard time of it fighting this yummy. AG runs in and is all... And so he starts shooting fire at the parrot yummy, who shoots fire, and they're like, isn't fighting fire with fire not going to be, like, all that effective? I mean, I've played Pokemon, and it doesn't work that well.
They're playing like Ash.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, and it's two birds, so this may not work out well. So they start having, like, an aerial battle, and AJ gets pwned in the face. And Gotu's like, why would he give us medals to make the fight harder? And so he goes to sell Burst. Date goes to sell Burst to the yummy, but like, and Ankh arm, I'm really not sure which one, distracts him, and he misses. So he has Gotu give him some cover fire so he can go pick up AG off the ground and run away. And the yummy taunts them a little bit, and then they're over here hiding behind a wall, trying to yell out to Ankh or something, and we see a left arm and Ankh, and stuff's happening. A feather falls and it ends, and we don't know what the hell is going on. All I know is the episode made me want to know more. Maybe
about
know
life in general,
about life, the universe, and everything. And so yeah, you guys talk.
I'll go first this time.
Okay.
No.
Fine, I'll leave again then. And I'll eat a cheese ball right in your face. Okay. Anyway, that was an actual cheese ball, by the way. Not a fake prop. Okay, so I thought it was a pretty good episode. Like, I haven't seen the next episode or anything, but I can just tell the next one's going to be better because this was, like, a really good setup. Like, the past few weeks have been really entertaining, but this one kind of took it back to, like, a more... I don't want to say dramatic, but, like, a more main story point type deal. And it was just, like it was full of mystery and intrigue. And I don't know, it was really good. Like, I wish Ankh would just be more clear about that it probably wasn't him doing all that shit instead of making everyone doubt. Let's see what else I have
to say. Like, I mean, it's evident that, like, Ankh has something planned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, he should have just said, dude, it's not me, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Instead, he's all just, like, trying to be a badass. He's like, yeah, that's me, that's totally me. I made that. I was really bored, and I found this thing attached to shingles, and I didn't know what it did, and this just popped out.
So, I think that he's going to do that and then be like at the end, can't believe you didn't believe me, Edgy. I thought we meant more to each other, and then just start crying, and then we can start shipping Honk again. And just like side notes, really, it didn't have anything to do with episode plot. Like, I really love the whole like go to shadowing birth deal, and like just knowing that it'll eventually become birth. Like, I think it's really good, like just setup and story element.
Doing a
I just
really
love Date.
Great job with it. Like, they're partners now. They're Ibos.
Yeah, it's so perfect.
So, like, gotta go to work. And he's like, "Kay."
I know. He's like, and then he's like, "Yummy." It just sounds so funny. Like, if you were to say that to someone, come up to someone, and go, "Like, oh hey, Jeff, yummy." Okay. We're going to go leave, and the two grown men leave together after they just said they were going to go yummy. And then I also, whenever Date walks in on Dr. Maki doing anything, I just know something funny is about to happen.
I know.
He just ate that cube. I'm like, Dr. Maki's so frightened of Date. It's hilarious. I just love it.
Like, I honestly think, like, Date's the only thing he's afraid of.
I know, it's so hilarious.
Like, he doesn't seem to like show any emotion to anyone except Date. And every time Date appears, he's just like, "Fuck, I have to hide."
Okay, where's the doll? Is it safe?
He's gonna touch my doll. He's gonna eat my coupon. No, wait, no, I ate my coupon. I don't know what he's gonna do. He's gonna make things explode. Fuck.
It was a really. I thought it was a good episode, and it was just so funny. That's what I love. One thing I love about it was just the humor. I think Ankh is waiting for his new iPad also.
Yeah. He's excited about the iPad too.
Yeah.
Excited about the iPad too. I finally get a birthday present.
Happy birthday! That's because all the cool people's birthdays are in March.
He needed to start this shit so that he can go wait in line in front of the Apple Store.
That's exactly what happened. Like, on the count of three, say face. No! And then Shingles, just, he just drops off Shingles and like punches him. But it's definitely getting good.
But yeah, like you said, this was just a total, like, hardcore dramatic episode. It still had hilarious parts like Date, but...
Yeah, like, it brought up more back, because the last ones have just kind of been more entertaining, and like, look, new combos, and new stuff for you to attempt to buy. It's not like, ooh, buy this stuff, it's like, go kill yourself to get this! Whether you're killing each other in Japan or having heart attacks at 2 in the morning trying to buy from Fig Newton.
Speaking of buying things, it's just a big pile of frustration. I hate it so much.
I know. I hope next year, like, I was just talking to Spider-Vic, is that either they don't do the gimmick like we talked about last time, or they make it easier to get those damn eggs. I mean, pop those chickens out, get the eggs out faster.
Like, I'm scared. Like, I mean, I haven't really had too much of a hard time getting anything except for the metal case and the Torad vendor when that was new. But... Like, it's
the metal sets is my biggest problem.
It's still
obviously
far more frustrating than it needs to be. I mean, they're just fucking children's toys.
I'm just glad we got our O's drivers and stuff before everyone loved O's.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier to get them now, but that period when the show just started, it was the biggest hellhole to get anything.
Or, like, we got our Gokaiger stuff before everyone wanted it, too. Like,
yeah.
Well, I tried.
Or the figure arts, I guess, too. Like, O's is, like... selling shit. It's like it's even expensive on Mandibeep now. Like, I'm so glad I have O's.
Yeah.
The only other thing I had problems with is the Taja Spinner, and that's just because Blueberry Pancakes didn't put any up for like a week.
Yeah.
One of those Blueberry Pancakes fresh. And now it's just quiet. Is it time for
Samurai Summaries with Shuki?
Cha!
Yeah!
Thank you. So, as always, we got our little opening shit, and oh my god. So, Mike has the biggest derp face in Samurai I've ever seen. So, Kevin's sitting there, like, trying to balance out his oatmeal or cereal, whatever the fuck he's eating. I don't know what he's doing, but he's like, there's precision in everything, I gotta be perfect, fuck you. And, with Deca Broken's encode at 28 seconds... totally snapshotting this. If I can find out. There it is. Mike has the probably the creepiest looking face I've ever seen, ever. But
that looks like he wants to get revenge on Kevin for butt raping him.
What the fuck are you doing? And Jaden's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, gotta be perfect, perfection in everything. There's a way to do everything ever. Fuck you, I hate everything ever. I'm Kevin.
And then Nice Grum comes in playing Nobody's
and
Perfect.
Emily's just kind of going, lol, lol, lol. And then Mia... comes in and is like, I made omelet, peanut butter, and jelly sandwich. It looks like there's shrimp on there, too, or something. I don't know. But they're all
I just think she's a whore.
no, I just ate. And then Jane's like, I just ate. And then Kevin's like, oh, fuck. And he just pours everything together and then just starts eating because he doesn't want to eat Mia's nasty shit. Nice Grum comes in there and he's all like, guys, swordfish sword, go!
They're like, something went up.
Peter and Jelly Omelet activated them, go!
They all get their little laptops out.
So they leave, and Jane's like, Kevin, you go do it. He's like, well, fine. I'll buy for everyone. So he hops into the
fastest typer.
The samurai super van. Which is just a black car with the Shiba House logo, like whatever, attached to the side. And then we got Go-Go Power Rangers, Samurai Forever Rangers.
Samurai Forever.
And
she's puffed together.
She's puffed. So episode title is A Fish Out of Water, and then we got a poison guy, and they're like, oh, be happy, poison guy. And so the monster comes in.
That'll beat it.
And I forgot what his name was, because I really don't care. And they transform, or whatever they do in the show. And they're like, yeah, except they get their ass kicked eventually. So Kevin's out in the water, or not in the water, but he's by the water. And then we have a flashback to where his dad gave him the re-origami, or the dragon folding zord. He's like, I gotta do this because I'm Kevin!
And apparently talks with a southern accent, or so I'm told. I don't know.
So he summons a fishing pole with his super symbol power, and he does his fishing shit. He just keeps spinning that shit, and he tries to catch it, but he fails because he didn't press A in time.
And they're spinning, nigga, they're spinning.
So he just keeps going. Then we cut to Bulk and Spike. They're at the beach. Bulk dug himself into a hole, and now he can't get out, but he's debating about whether to build a castle with a moat or a statue of a samurai. And Spike's just tied up in a floaty, and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. So basically, all's normal on that end. So all the Rangers get poisoned, because they fail at everything. Then the monster goes back to the Sanzu River, I think. He's here. I don't remember. All I know is Dokoku's drinking medicine and getting drunk. Cut back to Kevin. He is still failing. He passes out. He gets saved by Fisherman Joe. Oh, no, we can't use Joe because Joe's a Gokaiger. Fisherman Bob. Yep. We'll use Bob.
He's a hobo also.
He's Hobob. He's Hobo Bobu. And so he's just like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I'm fishing, man. I gotta catch a swordfish. He's like, you ain't gonna find swordfish out here. This is the water. Swordfish live in the zoo, don't you know? And that none of this is happening. I'm just making shit
swordfish
up.
Live on land.
So G calls Kevin and is like, yeah, they're all poisoned and sick, but if you catch a swordfish...
And he calls him on his pimp phone. That shit is off the goddamn chain.
It's got healing rain and he'll fix it. So yeah, G's got a pimped out gold phone. Like, Shinkendra G had like a wooden...
He went to like a Norwegian accent.
But American G's got pimped out gold phone. He's totally off the shizzle. And he just knows how to be styling. I mean, look at that shirt. He's got like the most pimping shirt ever. I don't know where the fuck they pulled a shirt like that out of, but... And so Jane's like, no, I gotta go fight. And he stumbles off like some sort of drunk. And he totally just yanks G's gold phone. He's like, dude, I want this one. It's gold. And he's talking to Kevin. He's like, dude, just catch the fucking fish. We can handle this. And he's like, okay. And so they all leave and they try to fight, but they fail. And then he de-untransforms eventually. We cut back to Kevin still fishing and Hobo Bobu's watching him. So fighting, more fighting. He unmorphs, and they're like, "Urg, sad face." And then Kevin catches the fish, and everyone's happy. Or, well, he's happy at least. And Hobo Bobu's like, "Oh shit, I need to get me one of them." And so I think he's gonna try to catch a swordfish sword too. So they all appear, and like, Mike continues to be awesome at everything ever, and everyone else fails at everything ever, and so. Yeah, they're about to get killed, but Kevin stops him with the reorg or following dragon thing. And so he's got the disc, he's all like, healing rain, and then Mia's like terrible acting is like, oh, healing rain made us better, and then the monster's like having a seizure on the ground because he's allergic to healing rain or something. And then Mike says the fish is off the hook, and I'm like, you're dumb. But I love you anyway. And so we get long ass transformation sequence, and then they do the cannon mode fire smash. I don't know what the fuck they're calling this thing. But the swordfish 5-disc shooting thing.
Recognizanto Ozots Modo.
And everything dies, and then the monster gets big, and then they get mega mode, and they combine. And then they're like, okay, let's summon this fish. And so they're like, okay. And so they summon the fish, and then Kevin goes and hops in the fish, and they have an awesome
Kevin, what are you
fishy
doing?
Time.
I'm sorry.
Sort
I
like
this. Similar
armament.
I like things that smell fishy.
And then they combine.
But I like that taste.
And it still looks ridiculous. Oh. That is gross. And so then the monster dies, because they attach the sword to their head, and they just wiggle around, and
they
it dies.
They just like wiggle around a little bit.
Okay, I'm gonna make a comment that the combination with Kajiki Origami is probably one of the stupidest things ever. It just attaches to its
all
head.
All three of them kind of were.
And it just kind of goes and like head bangs and tries to kill things. I'm like, just keep it in your hand, fucker. So anyway, it's dead. Bulk is still in the sand, and Spike cannonballs into a kiddie pool. And then Bulk gets wet.
Ooh.
And so now they're at a different beach, and he's looking at the swordfish sword being all happy because he finally caught a rare Pokemon. And they're like, at our next day off, we need to go to the beach. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. Shinkendra didn't have another day off.
But Kale wants to see Emily in a bikini.
There's already pictures of that.
I know. That's why I said it. He sent me one.
What are you eating?
A cheese puff. I'm not going to make too much noise. I totally said cheese puff like a total retard.
What are you, sucking on it or
and,
something? Like,
yes. I forgot to mention, because I was just skimming through the episode. Like, throughout the episode, we have scenes of Juzo, which is named Decker here. Totally voiced by Ricardo Medina Cole. And no, I don't think Decker's Cole, so everyone should just stop. If he is Cole, I quit. Because that's silly, unless they do something cool with it, in which case, okay. But no, seriously, if they're just like, hey, it's Cole, but he's evil now, and I'm done. You need a valid explanation on why one of the like most goody-goody rangers goes and becomes all evil Decker.
I have to admit, I laughed when Linear Ranger was like, it was the dog at the end of Wild Force. He possessed him. It was a spirit.
And
he
so,
pushed himself too much.
Next episode, we'll have the Bright episode with Deyu and more of Decker. So, fun times
Decker.
All around.
Leader Decker challenges you to a battle. Go, Lillipup, pwn the shit out of him. They'd have defeated the Nylons already if they had a Lillipup.
You're right. That's what I do.
So,
overall, I liked the episode. It just, there was bits and pieces that Hector's continuing to be a good actor. Again, I don't know whether it's because he's an awesome actor or whether he just fits the role so good that it comes across as comes.
Across.
Correctly. Is really good.
It comes across your face.
Sure.
Oh god!
But like the random fisherman guy just confused me because he didn't really have a purpose here.
Well, because they couldn't use the background from Shinkenger. So they're like, let's just put a fat fisherman on the beach. All right.
And apparently, according to Rofang, like they used Shinkenger footage for some of the fishing. So like, when he goes to spin a disc, it's magically Ryunosuke's hand or something.
So it's a white person.
Yeah.
He
becomes white and has a ring and all sorts of weird stuff. But like, overall, I liked it, but it wasn't.
Don't be a Shaw. Watch Chuck.
So overall, it wasn't like fantastic by any means in the slightest.
Nothing ever is.
But
with Samurai.
Tolerable.
I kind of didn't like most of it just because, no offense to the real Kevin, but Kevin's like my least favorite ranger. He's like so horrible. He's like a piece of chalk. Like, I don't know. I really don't care for any of them. I think, like you said, Mike's probably the best, and we don't really know why. But, I don't know. It's just, I just can't be entertained. Like, it's just there. Like, the best part was Bulk and Spike, and I really think because I think Bulk was a late inclusion, they can't really interact with anyone. Oh, what I was thinking during this whole thing is, like, since they're trying so desperately to be MMPR, they really need that, like, juice bar type deal where they can, like, interact with Bulk and Skull. They're so isolated.
Like, they're completely isolated. The Samurai Rangers are trying way too hard to be the Shinkenjus, and they're following it so to a T that they don't have any of the, like, community charm that MMPR had.
Yeah, because, like, we have no feel for the town. Is it Angel Grove? We don't know because we haven't seen the first fucking episode. Fuck you! God! I'm so lost. Like, I know Shinkenger's main plot, but I'm hoping that the pilot episodes include something that has to do with the samurai world, with, like, what town they're in, like, Bulk and Spike, and just everything. Like, it's just awful. Like, Bulk and Spike are just at the beach, and the only thing that has to do with this plot is that it's both water-themed. Like, oh, it just makes me so mad. But, I don't really want Decker to be Cole either, but in the same thing, in the same concept, I don't want him to be the actor that played Cole, because A, that guy I heard is a dick, and B, like, with, like, remember when everyone was talking about whether this would be in-universe and stuff, and the way they're making it so in-universe with, like, Bulk and stuff, mm-hmm. Like, that just seems weird to have an old Red Ranger playing a villain. Unless, like, he has a total makeover. They, like, paint him black or something. I don't know. Like, I'd rather have somebody else play Juzo instead of him. Because it just seems so weird.
Yeah, like, I want to know the reasoning behind it, too. Like, if he isn't Cole,
mm-hmm.
then like you said, I honestly want to know why they would cast him, unless he was honestly the best one that auditioned.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
If, you know what might have happened?
It confuses me.
Is maybe Squeaky Chair? And then what might have happened is that maybe they were just going to do a total refresh and not have this connected at all, because they weren't originally, if you've seen that interview, which we'll talk about in a minute, they weren't originally going to have Bulk back, so maybe they were just going to restart a new universe, and then Cole was cast already and the Bulk was cast later.
That's possible.
But it still bugs the shit out of me. Like, I don't know. But that's probably what happened, I think, just because we heard rumors about Cole before. The only possible way I would accept it actually being Cole is if they were just, like, using his body or whatever somehow.
Yeah.
It seems like such a weird season to include, though, Wild Force. I want Cam back.
I know.
I want someone, like, to just take us to the drawing board.
I want most anyone back besides Cole.
Even Carter?
I said most anyone.
Like, I just really want, like, a samurai to just go back to the drawing board and come back and have an original story where Cam is their mentor. And possibly eventually become Shingen Gold if Jerry Trainer doesn't get to it first. Although I hear he's in the running for Gosei Red. Just according to our polls and statistics.
I have a poll.
Oh, God. And it's not final. Wait, we're not at that part yet.
I have a huge poll.
So leading into, now that we have more time, we'd go on our PR, like, compared to Sentai Ranch. Should we start with that interview that we saw?
Yeah, I'll link to it in the show notes and right in the enhanced version thingy.
Speaking of, did you ever get the links to work on the last one?
No. Okay, yeah. Shout out to anyone that downloaded the enhanced version of the last episode and it didn't have links. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with it. I know GarageBand has this thing where if the links are too long, it doesn't like it and it just omits them completely. I was using tiny URLs for all of them and still didn't work, so you guys got linkless version. I'm sorry. You didn't get
Brian
the Legend of Zelda in yours. I was tired and
Lillipup's, like, evolving.
Confused.
Oh my God! Everyone, be quiet. I actually got everyone to be quiet. Okay, now that we took time out for that, huge ball. I'm sorry, I have to eat this one. It looks so delicious. Okay, so, let's talk about the interview now. That's what we're talking about. So, Brian, do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
You can summarize it if you want to.
Okay. Well, basically, it's like one of those Samurai Cast interviews, and it's one of those interviews that pisses me off, because they, like, flash over what the question's going to be, and then they start to answer it, and then they cut them off. I don't know whether this is some kind of, like, secrecy, or they just didn't say enough interesting stuff, or the person that editing is just, like, super bored, and has, like, ADD, like, God, just hurry up, fuck, next question. But it's an interview with the five main Rangers, Spike and Bulk, Paul Schreier and what's the guy's name?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was also on Victoria.
Epic Cool Guy, that's what his name is.
And, yeah, that was the most epic part. Like, they're showing all the cast. He just, like, jumps into his chair and he's like, hello. But, to start off the first part, which I think they talked about first, was Bulk and Spike, is that they... We all saw that there was casting sheets for Skinny Mac and Big Jack or whatever. And I guess that they originally weren't planning on having Bulk in, but they called Paul Schreier in to do some screen tests and stuff just to get, like, the perfect basic Bulk and Skull replacements. And I guess they liked his screen test with Felix Ryan so much that they decided to bring Bulk back, and then the fake Bulk was gone. The part was just destroyed. So that's what happened there. And then we started to get slightly annoyed when Paul Schreier kept saying that MNPR was his favorite season. If MNPR is your favorite season, you are just a nostalgia fuck, whatever you said. It's really funny.
That's probably what I said. I don't know. But
I felt like it was something cleverer. I'm good at English. But so that's what was going down there, and he just kind of gave Felix Ryan props for being, like, really good at, like, doing Skull's son, but also bringing his own unique, you know, flavor to the part. And then we get the five, no offense to you guys, doofuses, answering these questions. They're talking about, I think the first question that I remember is, have you seen Shinkenger? And they're like, yeah, we really respect what they did, but we're going in a totally different direction. Our characters are totally different. We're totally making our own mark on this. At this point, I'm on the ground.
Very pissed off.
Yeah, I'm sitting here on the ground, rolling on the floor, laughing, choking on a cheese ball. Like, are you serious? Can you say that with a straight face? Obviously, Jaden, you're dead and you're a zombie. But seriously, like, I could not believe how they could keep a straight face and say that. Like, what episodes did they show him? Did they show him the Shinkenger movie special?
I don't know, because, like, they said that they watched some episodes and scenes before they started filming and stuff. And then, like you said, they went on the tangent about how they're going a completely different direction with the characters, but they really respect what the Japanese version did, but they're just going in a completely different route. I'm like, what the fuck are you watching or filming?
I know.
That I don't know about, because what we're seeing is some damn carbon copy of what you were supposed to have watched.
I know. It's ridiculous. I was laughing, and then I was mad, and then I was crying, and then I took a dump in my
pants.
And
I mean, I know this happened before they started filming, quote-unquote, season two. So if we end season one and it's still verbatim Shinkenger, these guys are a bunch of liars.
Pretty much. What else? Oh, yeah, because I love how they're like, oh, we're totally original. The characters are really different. One thing that's different is the fucking hobby for Kevin, because Kabuki Dancer would seem weird here. But, and then I love that the follow-up question after that is, who, like, what is Emily like? Or who is Emily? She's Kotoha. Next. But they say, who's Emily? And she starts saying, well, she's the little sister type. I'm like, are you reading directly from Kotoha's Wikipedia page? Like, seriously, like, that was a perfect, like, way to follow up that thing where they said they're original. And she starts describing the exact type of Kotoha. Like, seriously. And they have the same generic answers of what their characters are like every time someone asks them. Like, what's Mia like? She can't cook. Those are your hobbies.
Like,
don't tell me about your hobbies.
Like,
tell me who you are.
With Mia not cooking, I don't understand why they had to keep that in.
They could have had her be good at cooking.
It does nothing to the the character in general that she sucks at cooking. So just make her a different character. Like, I mean, we didn't get the first episode. We have no idea who anyone's dreams are except for Kevin.
Well,
I don't have dreams anymore.
Like, we don't even know if Mia just wants to be a housewife and teach things or something. Like Mako did. We don't know if they copied that verbatim. But there's no reason to...
Reelson.
I don't know. I think there's... I was going to say there's no really any...
Real reason?
Yeah, that. To have her...
I know you.
...not be good at cooking. Like,
I know. That's been my point for the longest time. Like, I'd still be kind of miffed that, like, Shinkenger... That's a weird word. That they were following the story so close. But, like, if they just had original characters that had their own personalities, I'd be a little bit less hard on it. Because then it... Hard on
you.
Well, like, because, like, series like Wild Force and Time Force kind of stuck to the Sentai story, but they had different characters and different personalities, and then they had their own little B-plot going on that was original, which I was totally fine with. Like, that's, like, the best I can hope for this.
I'm thinking of something to say.
Well, that's what I just said. We're going to go into our PR tangent about... I don't know. I'll just keep talking until you think of something.
Okay,
so lately, I've been catching up on Sentai that I haven't seen. And, like, while I definitely enjoy the Sentai shows, it also gives me great respect for the Power Rangers. It makes it sound like this is the Heroes General.
I want to, repeat that real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, like, all of the people that watch the Sentai and then, like, immediately go, oh, the PR sucked. I hate everything ever because the Sentai is holy grail of everything ever. Whack off penis job. They come off as so ignorant to me.
Yeah, they kind of do. Like, I have to... Go ahead.
You can say what you're going to say. I'm probably pretty much just going to repeat what you said, but go ahead.
Well, I'll go back to that in a sec, but I was going to comment on what you said about, like, Geki was the first Sentai I watched, mm-hmm. and Jungle Fury, at least up until the Jungle Master arc, I was expecting to be really hard on it, but I really liked Jungle Fury. Like,
I do, too.
Like, kind of was pissed at the whole Jungle Masters arc just because of how well...
That was a terrible arc. You can't argue that. You can, like, fap to PR every night.
Yeah, and,
get off to every episode. And still, it still sucked. There's no way around that one.
But, yeah, like, that part pissed me off, and then MPH fake pissed me off, because no one could beat MPH. But like, that just pissed me off. Like, those parts I didn't like. And, like, I got a little bit bitter after that, but I wasn't outright, like, God, Geki was better, like, one of those, like, Ranger Board fucks that I hate. But, like, after, like, reflecting back on it, like, I really enjoyed Jungle Fury, and I always say this, like, a million times, but... A lot of those seasons, in particular, like, the ones I've been watching have been from the Kalish era, is, like, they use the outline that Sentai did, but then they color it in differently, instead of the same, like Samurai is.
Yeah.
With the Disney era, Ninja Storm used the same setup for Hurricanedra, but was a different show. Dino Thunder was a completely different show.
God, yes.
That they had to come up with an explanation of why the monsters were so fucked up. Now, Deka, I know you haven't finished yet, Brian, but like you see what I mean. Obviously, by now is that
they're
almost a completely different
show.
They're
vastly different. Like, they're following a similar setup, like police that are related to space.
Yeah, but they like tied it all together with Grum, and all the mysteries were different, and the characters are completely different. That's another point. The characters are completely different personalities.
Yeah, like they turned Deka Break into a ball of light.
I know. Like, how drastically different can you get?
Well, I was going to say about that was, I forgot the fuck what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, I remember a lot of people complaining about SPD. They use too much Sentai footage, which I really don't mind, since that's the point, is it's cheap to produce because they have the fighting footage already. And I love that they fit the footage in with their own story and then spent the money on better furry costumes. Because I love Deka, but honestly, the SPD costumes were so much better. Look so much more realistic. And I don't know, I just think SPD was more superior because they tied everything together. Superior Pokemon. Because they tied everything together in its own story, and it was just really good. And they had, like, A Squad, and it was just... It's so much original stuff. And, like,
They had Boom.
Boom Boom!
Orange Ranger.
I'm in the middle of Deka right now. I watched Bouken, Magi, Shinken...
Geki.
Everything after that doesn't really count. Geki. Like, I don't hate PR now. In fact, I'm not even...
RPM's a drastically different show than Go-On.
Oh, God, yes.
Talk about a 180 there. Jesus.
I mean, that was so... That was... I mean...
Like,
I just have to get so much better.
If anything, it
makes
me like it more.
That was so... I have to say, that was so creative the way they used the Go-On band and then made up, like, acronym for it. That was fucking awesome. Like, I wanted to hug them. You just made the sucking noise. I wanted to do that,
thirsty.
Too. Sorry. But, like... People always give so much crap to Kalish, but I thought his era was actually pretty good. Like, Mystic Force, I think, stuck closest to Magi Ranger, except it was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But Mystic Force did a lot of things that I just liked better. Like, come on. Oh, I have to talk about that in a minute, too. So many things I want to talk about. But, like, I don't know. Magi was better, but Mystic Force did awesome things like John Tui, and just the whole theme felt differently.
John Tui for Ghost Knight.
I liked Magi Ranger better as an entire story.
Yeah.
Just because the thing that only confused me really in Mystic Force was they didn't really clearly explain, like, the different ranks and powers between Ancient Mystic Mode and then actually having Ranger powers and all that. That was just confusing.
They didn't explain how Nick could be Udonna's child, even though he's, like, dark, dark, and she's pasty white.
Lianbo is kind of a little bit dark, though.
I like Mystic Force's, feel better. Like, I like the forest setting. Mm-hmm. The costumes, it felt more magical, or it felt more mystical.
Mystical,
like
yeah.
Yeah, like,
well, I like that it felt more magical.
Like, I know that Sentai has that, but I like that Mystic Force wasn't as silly. Like, I mean, honestly, like, as much as I love Maggie, when she turned into a fan to, like, blow away enemies, I thought Mystic Force Pink's, like, epic butterfly wings, like, was so much cooler. Like, I hated the shit out of Vita's dyke bitch haircut, but that was awesome.
They're complaining about being pink.
And Overdrive, like, they had a horrible cast filled with people that steal stuff. But they had such a great concept, like they took from Bokenger's Precious and made it into this all these interconnected things. Kind of like they connected all Decarranger's individual mysteries into a Grum plot. They connected all the Precious into the Chrono Aurora, and they just had a really great setup, and one of the best pilots.
It was an awesome premiere.
Mm-hmm. I loved the premiere,
but it just kind of got killed by a pretty bad cast.
Yeah,
like the supporting characters were better than the actual Rangers were.
Spencer for Gokai something. but and then we kind of already talked about Jungle Furies. I think Jungle Fury just kind of took the best outline from Geki and then basically colored it in different with RJ, and even the whole Daishi thing I thought was pretty original. Mm.
Like I thought they did a really good job at adapting Geki to what they could do.
Yeah.
There was a couple bumps, like you said, the Master Mode
arc yeah.
was horrible, but I'm pretty sure that landed right in the middle of the writer strike.
Yeah,
that was. That probably got fucked over a little bit with the writer strike.
I think the Rhino Ranger went and fell into that category too.
Yeah,
but
so
Geki was probably the second closest to the Sentai, but the most, like, if you watch them all, the one that just feels the closest is Mystic Force. Otherwise, they feel like completely different shows.
Yeah, like that's. I think that's kind of why I'm so frustrated with Samurai, because, like, I've watched the Sentais and I've watched the PR, and, like, watching both made me appreciate both so much.
Yeah.
But with Shinkenger versus Samurai right now, it's just kind of like Shinkenger was cool, and then here's Samurai being a complete copy.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's, like no excitement to it.
There's nothing really to respect about it right now. Like, I don't really respect anything that they're doing because it's been done before. Like, it's not even adapted, it's just translated. Like, right down to the single fucking emotion on their face.
I know, it's
like,
retarded.
I mentioned that earlier when we were talking one time. Like, I don't know whether they're just really, really bad at acting, or the fact that they can't have any freedom with these characters because they're following Shinkenger, like, down to the single facial expression.
Did we already talk about this with Trittenden's post?
No.
Or is it we're gonna? Okay, we talked about talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Trittenden's had this great post on Ranger Board. You can maybe link him to it.
I'll link.
Like, it was basically Brian and I's exact thoughts, is that, like, they follow it so closely, and he mentioned, like, exactly what we mentioned, is how seasons, like, at Space and RPM took a totally different approach, and, that Bulk and Spike's characters are nice because they're original characters and they can kind of just feel that they have, like, you know, creativity, but they're following such a strict character mold that it just feels so stiff, and you can just feel that through the screen. And that's why they're just so god-awful.
Yeah, like
it's just so boring to watch.
Like, they're so stuck in the mold that they can't have any, like, fun with it. So, like, it just comes across as, like you said, like, stiff and not entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the way they're talking and the way Paul Schreier was talking, I think it's going to get better later on. If I had to take a wild guess, I think it's because they bought the franchise back and they needed to pump something out for February premiere.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, the best way that we can do this is copy the Sentai outright and then we'll do original stuff later.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
it just still kind of frustrating, though.
That's the case. That by episode maybe 15 or so, we'll start getting more original stuff.
I kind of have a bad feeling it won't be till what's like season 2 or something, or like near the end.
Like I hope not. Like, I hope it's sooner rather than later, just because I want to like the season.
Yeah,
there isn't anything for me to like right now except for the occasional original things like Mega Mode and Bulk and Spike and stuff. Yeah,
That's like the thing is when I was watching Sentai, like it got me excited for like how I used to feel when I watched Power Rangers, but Power Rangers right now sucks.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even feel like PR at all. Like they're trying to feel like MMPR, but except for the bulk and spike parts, it doesn't feel like PR at all. It doesn't feel like Saban's era or Disney era. It just feels weird.
Yeah, like MMPR, he's trying so hard for it to be MMR. Fuck.
MMPR.
MMR. Rangers. Fuck the power.
Fuck the power. They're just wearing cowboy hats and they're Rangers. Like, wait, they did that.
It's missing the community charm. It's got the cheesy dialogue and like the bulk and spike antics that made MMPR what it was, but it's missing the togetherness. It's missing the, like, it's really forced because they tack on the whole teamwork thing like at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that seems forced because they're following the script so closely. And like, it just doesn't have the whole group togetherness charm that MMPR had, so he's failing very, very bad at least right now with he was trying to do.
There is still an audience for that style of humor, but just from my experience,
that's not what made MMPR good.
Well, yeah, and even like that humor, like it's not as popular anymore. Like it's not funny. Like if iCarly's on next, I'm sure you'll find that a lot funnier.
Yeah, like he they keep saying that like the campy humor and everything that made MMPR what it was will be in Sentai. Well, that's not what made MMPR what it was. I mean, when I was watching the show as a kid, I wasn't attracted to the cheesy, crappy dialogue or anything. I just liked seeing people in spandex fighting rubber robots, or fighting robots, monsters, and summoning giant robots. It was new.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And it was fun.
And also, like, all joking aside about like what we made in MMPR, like I just found the cast more likable.
Oh, they are. Because they had fun with the characters. They were fresh characters. I mean, yeah, there really wasn't too much actual characterization in season one, but they were still fresh characters. They could do whatever the hell they wanted with them.
Yeah, and they each kind of, even though they're like in the first season, they're all just kind of like a strict archetype. Yeah, but like these guys are just like bricks. They're like, as if they cloned the Shinkenders, turned them American, and sucked the personality out of them. Except they forgot a little bit of Mike's, because he has the occasional bright spot.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's a mistake trying to recreate that. Like, I think it would have been more beneficial to try to make something more new.
Just like, just make it feel new again.
Yeah, like, just try something new instead of trying to, what worked, like, 15-odd years ago or whatever.
What worked in 1993 or whatever it was isn't going to work for 2011.
I know. It's retarded. Their logic is not right.
1993 does not equal 2011 in the slightest.
Unless you're insane. Like the guy that thinks the Zords talk. He's what we call special people. Children. But
I like being special.
Yeah, the post is really, really long, but if you've got a lot of free time in your hands, I recommend reading it.
It's like our thoughts exactly.
It's definitely mirrors my thoughts, like, almost to the T.
And fuck, I hate the Morphin Call. Can it just be It's Morphin Time? If you're going to copy everything else, goddammit, just make it It's Morphin Time.
Yeah.
Go Samurai!
Or even, like, Samurai Ranger Power. Just Go Samurai, so it makes them sound like weird, like, disco boot-wearing samurai. Like, seriously. They're going to the Go-Go Club, I don't know. It's just so awful.
Like, I think, particularly with things like Go-Go Samurai, they're trying to latch on to all the people that new Go-Go Power Rangers.
But if they did It's Morphin Time, it would have been better.
I know, that's the thing. Like, they're trying to latch on to nostalgia people, and I don't really know anyone that watches this because they liked MMPR as a kid. Everyone that I know that watches this watches it because it's Power Rangers.
Well, yeah, this is a perfect example. Okay, my friend is one of those people that just watched MMPR, didn't watch anything else. And
so,
then
like,
he
Samurai
just,
cast.
Yeah, so he, like, judges the whole thing, and he's like, exactly.
We'll get to that when you're done.
Well, like I hate those people. I just want to go off on a brief tangent because they're like, they judge the whole show. Like, how could you watch that for so many years and Sentai and Kamen Rider, and they lump it all in with MMPR? That pisses me off. But anyway,
that's why I think Kamen Rider like keeps failing here.
Yeah, that's exactly what GameStop grilled me. She said, "Isn't it like a Power Rangers ripoff?" And then I just like,
and
that's it.
I'm
leaving.
Punch kids, punch
yeah,
babies, punch
scam
toddlers.
Them. I wanted to do that anyway, but beside the point. What was I even talking? Oh, yeah. Cause
that's because
you
don't watch Chuck, but that makes
sense. We were battling with Pokemon, of course, like adults do. And Dragon Ball was on, because he's asking me all the questions about Dragon Ball. But anyway, Power Rangers came on right after that, and it was not the Kevin episode. It was one before that one. And, like, they had all the really cheesy stuff, like, oh, let's be friends and do nice stuff for people. And he's like, how can you still watch this crap? And he's the one that, like, loved MMPR when he was a kid, and that was it. So I think if you grab the nostalgia people when they see the toys or the ads or whatever, they'll be like, oh, Power Rangers is back, cool. And then they watch it, and they'll be like, what is this garbage? Because it's even worse, it just seems, because that whole cheesiness looks weird. Like, when you watch it on MMPR and the cheesy acting and everything, and it's all kind of fuzzy screened, like, it seems okay because it's old footage, but it's like in high def, people are acting like buffoons. It just seems funny. You're in high def, you're embarrassing yourself. You're Asian, you're speaking French, stop humiliating yourself.
No, like, right. I agree. Like, what we said, they asked whether... any of the samurai actors watched Power Rangers, and they're like, yeah, we grew up with it. It was awesome. Like, this is such a great experience to be part of Power Rangers after all growing up with it and watching it as we grew up. They probably only seen MMPR season one.
That's where they all said their favorite season was.
They're like, what's your original, or what's your favorite season? Mighty Morphin, Mighty Morphin, Mighty Morphin. I'm like, stop.
Stop.
Watch a fucktard.
Exactly.
I mean, Season 2 and Season 3 were okay, like, story content-wise, but you can't honestly look at me and say, Season 1 was your favorite season. Like, seriously, go to a drama school or something and learn how good storytelling works.
I know.
And then come back to me and say that it's your favorite season.
I need to see RPM or anything else besides
Fapping off to nostalgia.
Fapping off.
It's Brian's favorite phrase.
I'm just full of the fapping off today.
Yeah, it's, how he gets over Kenji getting married.
Yep. Good times.
And I have to mention it before I forget it. Like, going back to the previous thing about PR versus Sentai, the Kayla seasons had the most epic background music.
They did have a really good score.
Like, if anybody's listening, which that sounded weird because I think they are, go back and, like, watch SPD through Jungle Fury, regardless of, like, what you think of the shows, but, like, each of them had such a great soundtrack. Not only did the music fit into, like, the feel of the show, but they were just, like, really great background music. Like, SPD had that whole, like, because it was done by, Ron Wasserman, and he had, like, that epic, like, rock, but, like, it felt like sci-fi. Like, it had that really good feel, and Mystic Force had, like, really epic, like, mystical music, especially, like, the Titan finishers. It was so cool. The Titan makers was like, dun, 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 dun. It was so fucking epic, you have to admit.
It was.
And for anyone not listening, go fuck yourselves.
Exactly. In which case you didn't hear this, so go fuck yourselves again. And, like, Jungle Fury had pretty epic music, too. Like, if you watch two scenes that I can think of in particular, RJ's first morph, and the morph Lily had when she was, like, all hot and in her biker outfit. They had, like, really epic, like, background heroic music. And, like, they just had such great scores that fit in with the whole, like, theme of the season that I just thought was really well done. Like, I love Magiranger and stuff, but when I was watching it, I really missed Mystic Force's score. It's kind of like when I watch Dragon Ball and I miss certain parts of the old score. Yeah. Kai's score is so fucked up. Kai.
Isn't it just the...
Well, I think they use the Japanese one, but it's just so random. Like the show. Like, it'll go from, like, really weird... I don't know, it's just really weird and it bugs me. Like, I either prefer the Japanese music where they're like, dun 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 dun, dun or like the Funimation dub. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there.
I'm here and there and everywhere.
Are you now?
Yes. But what happens when you have a $5 foot long penis?
Okay. Basically, to just conclude, like, everything, like, I'm not one of the people that watch the Sentai and then go, oh god, the PR sucks, just because I think that way about Samurai. Like, the way I feel about Samurai is just because it's not...
Because it does suck.
Like, to put it simply, it does suck. Like, watching the Sentai made me appreciate the PR more, except for Sentai, because they're not doing anything fun.
I mean Samurai.
So, what did I say, Sentai?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Bad news. It's okay. We forgive you.
But, I mean, I'll give it... I'll probably give it until after the first season, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to watch it anyways.
Well, yeah, because we have to watch it for our job.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like... It's kind of like with Ghost Ager when I went back and rewatched it. I feel like in order to complain about it, I have to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm going to see the Spider-Man movie. So that way I can get in people's face about why Spider-Man 2 is way better and they can go die in a hole.
You can go die in a hole with your mom.
God. But, yeah, like, that's exactly my
same
position. Oh,
look, Mandarin took my money or something.
Because I'm not, like, one of those people, like you said, that's like, oh, PR sucks because it's not Sentai. It's more like...
Wait a minute.
This PR sucks because it is Sentai.
To be fair, that's my problem.
Hey, Brian, what did I spend $90 on at Mandrake?
$90? I don't know.
I don't know.
They just took $90 out of my account. I don't know why.
Stuff. But yeah, because like, there's nothing to look forward to. Because I'm eating cheese balls, except for those. Those are awesome.
What if that's the shipping?
Damn it, Kevin. Can you just wait?
I'm sorry.
We're almost done. Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. No, I forgot again. Oh, yeah. Because, like, when you watch the PR, I always look forward to seeing, after I watch Sentai, like, what they changed and how the characters were like and how they're going to do the story. But now I feel like I'm watching a shit version of it.
Yeah.
Like, a really crappy remake.
Like, watching all these Sentai made me want to go watch the PRs again.
I know. That's exactly what I'm going to do. As soon as I'm done with Pokenger, I'm going to watch, like, Ninja Storm through Overdrive just because that's the block of Sentai I've seen.
And I'm going to fucking enjoy it because that's how I do things.
It's going to be awesome. It's not going to be Samurai. They should just...
They're two different shows. Except for Samurai.
Really quickly, going back to the point you made like 24 minutes ago, they should have started the reruns to get something out right away and brought some kind of shit back to get kids interested again and then worked on Samurai to make it not suck.
Yeah, like, I don't... unless there was... It's this whole, like, business mind working and he wants new things out right away. I don't understand what their big hurry was.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out where those reruns are.
I thought you were going to say I'm trying to figure out where this $90 came from.
That too, but...
But like,
buy too much shit.
Just give us the reruns. Get PR back out there and then relaunch. Like whenever they start airing season 2, whenever that is. I don't know how Nick works. But whenever they start like airing season 2, that's when it should have started. And like February should have started the reruns. Or, you know, they should have started them in like November when we were supposed to get them. Or whatever the hell that was. October maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Comic-Con disc said.
October?
Yeah. They said they had... Because they handed those out at Morphicon, too.
Yeah, and it's March, and we still got no reruns.
Yeah, because I thought they were going to start airing a bunch of reruns and get it back in kids' minds, and then like kind of have like little teasers every now and then during their Power Rangers Generations or whatever, be like, and then a new team in 2011 or whatever. Like, that would have got people pumped, because then kids would have been like, oh, this show's cool, and then there's going to be a new version coming out. But yes. Nope. They just gave us Power Rangers jank. And now typing noises.
That was a nice rant. I liked that.
It really was. Me too. Let's all hug now. Wait, we'll save it for after the show.
Oh. I'm hugging myself in through my pants.
In through my pants?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay. So now that we ranted about stuff, should we go on to final thingies?
Yeah,
I have a thingy and it's not final.
Okay. God damn it, we know. And one time I told Angelica to go away. It was exciting.
No, you didn't. You're a woman.
Shut up! Now I gotta write these damn tags again because it's being all hard gay face.
Hard gay.
We gotta end this on something funny. Damn it, we're embarrassing ourselves.
I shot the sheriff.